The Easter Bunny's Secret Quest. Peter the Easter Bunny was supposed to be in the meadow counting painted eggs. Instead, just before sunrise, he was standing very still beside the old basket shed, listening to the wind. Easter morning had nearly arrived. The egg hunt would begin by afternoon. Bella the bunny was tying ribbons around baskets, and Theo the fox was setting little wooden signs along the path. Everyone thought Peter was checking the last of the egg deliveries. Only Peter knew he had woken up with a knot in his stomach. Tucked inside his blue vest was a tiny silver key. It belonged to the moonlit nest, a hidden chamber under the oldest oak in the forest. Deep inside that chamber rested the golden egg, the brightest egg in Easter lore. It was not a prize, it was a promise. Once every 100 years, the keeper of the golden egg had to choose how its magic would be used before the first hunt began. Peter had been chosen as keeper this year, and he still had not made up his mind. If he wished for endless painted eggs, no child would ever find an empty patch of grass again. If he wished for perfect weather, every Easter picnic would shine. If he wished for the fastest feet in the world, he would never be late with a single basket. They all sounded useful. They all sounded grand, but none of them felt quite right. He slicked down the ferny path toward the forest. Dew brushed his paws, and robins called from the branches above. Before long, Bella spotted him from a clover patch. "Where are you going so early?" she asked, hopping after him. "We still have work to do." Peter hesitated. He did not like keeping secrets from his friends. "I have to visit the old oak," he said at last. "There is something I need to decide before the hunt begins." Bella studied his worried face. "Then I'm coming with you to the edge of the woods," she said. "You look like you're carrying a whole cart of turnips in your head." Theo joined them a moment later, trotting lightly through the grass. When Bella explained that Peter had an important decision to make, Theo flicked his tail and said, "Three thinking heads are often better than one. We can come partway and keep watch." The path into the woods grew narrow and dim. Soon they reached a thick ring of brambles around the old oak hill. Peter knew the hidden door was on the other side, but as he searched for the opening, his ears drooped. Overnight, the brambles had twisted together so tightly that even a mouse would have struggled to squeeze through. "Well, that's rude," said Theo. Peter tried pushing a branch aside, but the thorns sprang back. If he could not reach the moonlit nest before sunrise touched the oak, the golden egg's magic would sleep for another 100 years. Peter imagined disappointed children, hurried egg hunts, and the unfinished feeling of a promise left waiting too long. Then Bella pointed at a low patch of vine near the roots. "Look," she whispered, "the brambles are wrapped around the bluebells. If we free the flowers, maybe the vines will loosen." It was a small thought, but Peter trusted her. He and Bella carefully lifted the thorny stems, while Theo used a fallen branch to pin back the thickest tangle. Hidden underneath were tiny bluebells, bent low under the weight. Peter gently brushed the dirt away from them and straightened their stems. At once the brambles gave a soft shiver. Leaves rustled. The thorny ring untied itself just enough to reveal a round wooden door in the hill. "You did it," Bella said. Peter looked at the flowers, then at his friends. "No," he replied, "we did." Inside the hill, the moonlit nest glowed with warm gold and pale blue light. Shelves curved along the walls, each holding eggs painted with stars, blossoms, rainbows, and tiny moons. In the middle of the chamber stood a smooth stone pedestal. Upon it rested the golden egg. It was beautiful, but not in the way Peter expected. It did not flash or sparkle loudly. It shone the way a lamp shines in a dark room, steady, gentle, and sure. A line of old words was carved into the pedestal, "Choose what Easter needs most." Peter climbed onto the stone step and placed both paws beside the egg. Now that he was finally here, the choice felt even harder. "Maybe Easter needs more treats," Theo offered from the doorway. "Or sunny skies," said Bella. Peter slowly shook his head. Through the chamber ceiling he could hear the waking world beyond the hill. Birds, breeze, and far off in the meadow, the clink of baskets being set in rows. He thought of children searching together, younger siblings being helped by older ones, and families laughing over crookedly painted eggs. The best part of Easter was never the biggest basket, it was the sharing. Then Peter remembered the bluebells outside. The door had opened only after they stopped hurrying and helped something small that needed care. He knew his choice. "I don't want a wish for me," Peter said softly, "and I don't want magic that shines only once and is gone. I want the golden egg to help every heart remember the kind part of Easter. The part where there is enough joy to pass around." The golden egg grew warmer beneath his paws. A ribbon of golden light lifted from its shell and floated upward, then drifted through the chamber door and out into the morning. It moved across the meadow, over the baskets, through the trees, and into the brightening sky. For one breathless moment, Peter worried he had made the wrong choice. Then the light came down again, not into the egg, but all around them. It settled on the ordinary Easter eggs waiting in the meadow, leaving each one touched with a soft golden gleam. When Peter, Bella, and Theo hurried back, the first children were arriving with sleepy smiles and buttoned coats. Peter watched as one little rabbit found an egg and immediately handed it to her baby brother, because his basket was still empty. A squirrel shared her best hiding spot with a shy hedgehog. Two ducklings laughed as they traded colors so both their baskets looked just right. Bella leaned close to Peter. "Did the golden egg do that?" she whispered. Peter looked over the meadow, where kindness seemed to travel from child to child, like a song everyone somehow knew. "I think it reminded them of something they already had," he said. Theo smiled. "That sounds like the best sort of magic." When the hunt ended, Peter brought out the golden egg for all to see. He told the gathered families that Easter magic grew strongest when it was shared, and that every kind choice made the day brighter. The children did not cheer because they wanted a wish. They cheered because they understood. Later, when the meadow turned pink with evening, Peter returned the golden egg to the moonlit nest. This time, the knot in his stomach was gone. Bella walked on one side of him, and Theo padded along on the other. "Are you going to tell everyone about your secret quest next year?" Bella asked. Peter gave a small laugh. "Perhaps part of it," he said. "But I think every Easter needs at least one good secret until the right moment comes." They stood for a while beneath the old oak, watching lantern bugs blink awake among the bluebells. The forest felt peaceful, the meadow was full, and Peter knew the golden egg had chosen well, because he had chosen with care. That night, as the last baskets were carried home, and the moon climbed gently over the trees, Easter felt warmer than ever, not because of one magical egg, but because so many small hands and hearts had made room for one another. The end. As always, visit us at readthetale.com for all your favorite tales and stories.